Okay, thanks, Don. Thanks, Ted. Thanks, Christina. This is Boston Public Radio. I'm Philip Martin. We're continuing our 30 issues in 30 days election coverage with a focus on trade. Now, that's an issue that President Obama and Mitt Romney touched on earlier this week during the foreign policy debate. Joining me by telephone to talk through how voters should be thinking about trade when they head to the polls is Sonia Rolland. Now, she's an associate professor at Northeastern University School of Law. She recently published a book titled Development at the WTO, which deals with trade and development issues. Sonia, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Trade, it's... You know, it's funny, in the 1970s, 80s, of course, with the development of the WTO, so on and so forth, we were focused heavily on trade, but we seem to be less so these days. Democrats are less trade, free trade oriented, and the Republicans tend to be more free traders. But that common wisdom seems to have gone out the window, at least in the context of the debate. What do you think?
Yes, absolutely. I think traditionally the Democrats tended to have perhaps less of a free trade platform, in part because of the interests of labor movements here domestically in the U.S. that, you know, wanted to make sure that jobs were protected here, would stay here. And so that typically translated into, at least in the discourse, a preference for more protectionist trade policies, while the Republicans were traditionally seen or had a discourse of being pro-business, favoring business in U.S. investments abroad, and that sort of thing. But as you pointed out, the reality is that over the past 20 years, administrations from both sides of the aisle there, and the same thing is true with Congress, have in fact signed a lot of trade agreements, including, you know, massive trade agreements like the World Trade Organization set of treaties in the mid-1990s. And it's been less, you know, in the limelight. It's true in recent years, in part because the WTO negotiations have stalled. There's a current round of negotiation called the Doha Development Round, and it's not been a very successful round so far. So instead, the U.S. and a number of other countries have reverted to working more bilaterally and regionally with small sets of countries to have bilateral or regional trade agreements with favored partners. And so that hasn't made the news quite as much as, you know, big multilateral trade agreements. But it's definitely been there. President Bush signed a number of them, and there are a number of trade agreements that are in the pipeline now as well under President Obama's administration.
Well, trade seems to be dominated largely by the discussion of China, U.S.-China relations. You don't even hear it as much, at least in this foreign policy debate. You didn't even hear much reference or any reference to the BRIC nations beyond China. That is to say, Brazil, India, China, and Russia. Here's Mitt Romney, for example, talking about U.S.-China relations during the final debate on foreign policy.
I've watched year in and year out as companies have shut down and people have lost their jobs because China has not played by the same rules. In part by holding down artificially the value of their currency, it holds down the prices of their goods. It means our goods aren't as competitive and we lose jobs. That's got to end. That's why on day one, I will label them a currency manipulator, which allows us to apply tariffs where they're taking jobs. They're stealing our intellectual property, our patents, our designs, our technology, counterfeiting our goods. They have to understand, we want to trade with them, we want a world that's stable, we like free enterprise, but you got to play by the rules.
And Sonia Rolland, we'll hear from President Obama on China in just a moment, but one question. All the rhetoric, all of these comments about China is framed by Mitt Romney. How does this impact those who are walking into Target right now with a shopping cart, or those walking to Walmart who expect to buy cheap goods, clothing, and so on and so forth?
I think that's a key issue here, and it really goes to the diversity of our interests as citizens and as voters regarding trade. We're highly conflicted, each and every one of us. As consumers, we do want access to those cheap goods, and a lot of them come from China. Although China has been really moving up the value-added chain, so it's less the toy factory of the world. The toys are still one of the main imports from China. But actually, currently, the main two imports from China to the U.S. are power generation equipment and electrical machinery. neither of which you would really find at Target. So there's a bit of a shift there in the trade pattern. But as consumers, we definitely want those cheap goods that are often produced overseas. As employed persons or self-employed persons here in the United States, we want our jobs to stay here, so we might have a different trade preference. If we work for a U.S. company, we want that company to maybe expand overseas, make more money. It benefits the shareholder, all the teachers who have retirement accounts, anybody who has any kind of saving or investment. They want American businesses expanding overseas.
Well, how do the trade positions between Obama and Mitt Romney balance out for you, or do they? Is there one that makes more sense than the other in the context of these contradictions you're referring to?
So I think definitely the Obama administration has not been soft on China. So if Mitt Romney is suggesting that he would do something different here, the reality is that over the past 4 years, China has been sued 17 times at the World Trade Organization because of those commercial practices, trade practices that are in violation of the rules. And the U.S. initiated 9 of those cases. That's over half of the cases. A lot of the other cases were similar complaints filed by the EU or Mexico and a few other countries.
Well, let's continue that in just a second, Sonia Rolland. Let's hear from President Obama at the recent foreign policy debate outlining how he'd continue to manage U.S.-China relations if elected to a second term.
We believe China can be a partner, but we're also sending a very clear signal that America is a Pacific power, that we are going to have a presence there. We are working with countries in the region to make sure, for example, that ships can pass through, that commerce continues. And we're organizing trade relations with countries other than China so that China starts feeling more pressure about meeting basic international standards. That's the kind of leadership we've shown in the region. That's the kind of leadership that we'll continue to show.
Sonia Rolland, in terms of the president's comments on trade in that regard, how does that balance out for you?
I think it summarizes a lot of what the administration has been doing over the past few years. I was just mentioning this number of disputes that the Obama administration has initiated against China at the WTO, try to get China to play by the rules at the WTO. At the same time, just like you heard from President Obama there are negotiations with a number of other countries in the region to try to balance out China's attempt to also become the economic and to some extent political leader in the Pacific region. China has also been very active in trying to negotiate trade agreements with other countries in the region and also with Africa. There is a lot of trade right now going on between Africa and China that we need to pay attention to as well as a country. So there are definitely those different trends going on with the U.S. Working with those regional and bilateral trade agreements.
But it seems like the U.S. is sort of not in the ball game as far as Chinese and Africa trade is concerned. We've been talking about trade in the context of this year's presidential race. I've been speaking with Sonia Rolland. She's an associate professor at Northeastern University School of Law. She recently published a book titled Development at the WTO, which deals with trade and development issues. Sonia Rolland, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
I'm Philip Martin. Our show is a production of WGBH Radio. Thanks for joining us.